88.2 FM, live from the General Store. This is Whananaki FM.
In this update, torrential downpours in parts of Northland overnight have seen some residents wake up to widespread flooding. Met Service says more than 100 millimetres of rain fell in some places overnight. Peter Brown, who owns the gallery and cafe Helena Bay, says he was expecting about 10 millimetres.
Woke up to a full rain gauge and we would have had 200 mil. Down at Helena Bay is flooded, Teal Bay is flooded, the road north, there's a bridge out at Ngaitonga.
That's news.
Whananaki FM. Sport.
The sport, and Black Foils driver Peter Burling is giving his side of their weekend-ending crash at the Sal GP season opening event in Perth. I'm Diana Vezic.
Whananaki FM, breaking local news.
We're watching this intense weather system coming over Whananaki as we speak. Of course, started raining at about 2 o'clock this morning and we've had 182 mils of rain since 2 o'clock this morning. A lot of rain. The average rainfall for January in Whananaki is about 85 mils of rain. So more than double what we get in a usual January, more akin to kind of the rainfall that you get in the middle of winter, not the rainfall that you get in the middle of summer. So the roads are closed in and out of Whananaki North and Whananaki South as well. So you are not getting out of town. We have locked you in. You are staying here and we will keep abreast of exactly when the roads will be open again. Just you don't want to, if you can, if you're thinking about it, don't do it. Do not drive through floodwater. It is much deeper than you think. We've had reports of floodwaters over a metre and a half. And certainly, this is the biggest weather event we've had in Whananaki for some time. So, probably since Cyclone Gabrielle. And there are some reports that the flooding is as bad as it was then. The weather on the upside, the weather is looking like the rain is easing. We've got an easing rainfall at the moment. Yeah, just a kind of bit of drizzle coming in at the General Store right now, which will help with the flooding, of course, over the road. It will also help that we had high tide at about 5 minutes past eight, and where it's flooding at Helveston in particular, the rainfall is it's tidal. So at high tide, often in a king tide in particular, it floods over the road there. So with the outgoing tide and the rain starting to ease, we're hoping that flooding will ease through the day. And the forecast is for showers for the hard stuff to stop around lunchtime and for it to be showers for the balance of the day before rain comes again tomorrow, sadly. Now, we're not the only ones. If you look around the district, there has been significant rainfall up and down the coast. If you're listening in Matapuri and Nungaroo and Oakra, then we're very aware. Helena Bay has been hit. Someone on the news just before was saying, an eyewitness on the news saying they've had over 200 mils of rain in Helena Bay overnight. That is one hell of a lot of rain. So we'll keep an eye on this for you throughout the day. Now, where to go if you are wet, if you're soggy and you just need somewhere dry to charge the phone, catch up on the news, have a cup of tea, have a natter to some locals, then we've got two places for you to go. The locals have opened up for you in Whananaki. If you're a camper, you can, or if you're a local, just want to pop down, go for it. The hall, the Whananaki Hall, which is, of course, in the village, and the Whananaki Fire Station, which is just down the end of the first street, just past the village, on the corner there. That's where you can go, hang out, have a cup of tea and stay dry while we wait this one out, eh? And I'm happy to say that it looks like the weather is on the improve. Right now, at the General Store, the wind is picking up a bit. And, gee, I saw some interesting photos of King's Beach. A camper just showed me photos of King's Beach, which looks a bit more like, King's swimming pool at the moment, because there are kayaks out where there are usually our tents. So that's quite interesting. We've got the wind picking up at the moment. We've got an eight knots easterly. So yeah, that wind is strong. Barometer is rising, which is a good sign. It means the weather could be on the improve soon. And we've got 17.7 degrees at Whananaki FM. 6 minutes past 10. Broadcasting live from the general store, somebody has just been for a swim. You are game. Love it. Keeping an eye on the bad weather for you. Not a great end to your summer holiday if you've been camping for a week. Going home today, well, you might have an extra day or so. Because the road is closed. Further updates to come. Prince, When Doves Cry, Whanganui FM.